When we first started creating the telehealth van, we were trying to think of maybe it shouldn't be a van. Maybe we should send software into their homes. And maybe, but when you consider the demographic that we're dealing with, sending an iPad to these type of homes wasn't a good idea, wouldn't be a good idea, which is what a lot of our agency did. Instead, and also we dealt with a lot of the foster industry, the foster care kids who, to give you an understanding of the foster care industry, a lot of them come from the foster care industry and they're put into jails or they're put into young prostitution, etc., because they're forced to be in home and enclosed in areas and they're unable to say, help, help. So the vans became that place where people can leave from where they are, go into the van and say, help, get me out of here, or I really need my meds.
Gotcha. So it's like a
A
safe place.
completely a safe place. And that's what made telehealth van more popular. We didn't know. We just thought they were going to just be meeting and our clients were just going to do them some mental health things. Not at all. These low income populations, the things that they're dealing with psychologically, and you seeing them kind of roam through the streets, especially with the jails being closed, you're getting more people who need to see someone, and we need to make it as easy as possible for them to meet their help.